Everyone talks about branding. It's important. The truth is, though, few people know what a brand is. That's what we're going to talk about today on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Aren't you glad you're here? Hello, my friends. My name is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and also the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, which is also available on my website at medicalsalestraining.com. Check it out sometime. Not now, because right now I have something more important to talk about. Branding. So let's start with the definition of a brand. Definition: a type of product manufactured by a particular company under a particular name. That is the dictionary definition of a brand. Not very exciting, is it? So here's the reality. You sell a product that represents a brand. You also represent the brand as a sales representative. So here's the thing. If you're a sales representative and you see the brand as the product, or you just see it as the company you represent, you may be missing one of the most important things about branding. And here's the important message. You are a brand. Yes, you are the brand. It's not so much your product. It is, to a certain extent. It's not so much your company, which is also true to a certain extent. They are brands that you represent. But you are a brand. So how do you control that brand? How do you maximize that brand and leverage it so that it does you some good in the marketplace? Well, let me start by asking you this. What is your brand? This is the best definition I have ever heard. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Isn't that beautiful? And it is so true. Now, if you're doubting me, if you're saying, what, Mace, that is not a brand. A brand is the logo on the box that my product comes in. That's not true. Your brand is really what people say about you when you're not in the room, what they think about you, what they feel when they see your face or hear your name. This is what your brand is to your customers. This is why it's so important to be different than competitors and all the other reps calling on them, calling on your customers. Because if you're the same, if you do what they do, then your brand can't be any different than them. And if the brand is the same, at best, you're going to get the same results. At worst, you won't match up. If they have a better product or a stronger brand, for some reason, you won't match up. So if you look at strong brands, like Apple, for example, the strongest brands are about the customer. You thought I was going to say the product. The strongest brands are about the customer. Most brands or most sales reps really think the brand is about the product. Now, think about this for Apple, for example. Apple's been around for a long time. And if you are an Apple fan, this will make more sense to you, what I'm about to say. For example, if you have an iPhone, and after having an iPhone, you would not even think of going to an Android device or some other sort of operating system-based phone, then you're understanding the strength of the brand. You bought into the Apple brand. Now, most brands are really about the product. And these brands are just average brands. People either like a product or they don't like a product. What really resonates for strong brands, or what really resonates that makes brands strong, I should say, is when it makes the customer feel special. In other words, you might look at a product and go, man, this is a pretty cool product. Okay? That's an average brand experience when the product is cool. But here's what Apple does. If you think about Apple products, whether we're talking about an iPhone or an iMac or a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air or an iPod, whatever it is, the people who continue to buy them and use them, and let's be honest, Apple products cost more than similar devices, such as a PC. They cost more. Why are people willing to pay more? Why are people willing to pay more for a Mac device? Well, it is because when people are using a Mac, yeah, they might think the Mac is cool, but the Mac makes them feel cool. You see, most companies try to convince the market that their products are cool. Apple makes the owner, the consumer, feel cool when they own and use Apple products. So what does this have to do with you? Well, how do you make the customer feel about using your product? You might have a great medical device, and the customer will look at it and say, well, that's pretty nice. You got some nice features in there, and I think this could be beneficial to the patient. Maybe help me in the treatment, whatever it is. The question is, how does it make the customer feel about himself or herself? That's what really makes the difference. If we're talking about a physician or some other healthcare professional, if it makes them feel like they are delivering better care, and as a result, they feel good about it, that is a strong brand in the medical device world. It's different than just looking at the brand and or looking at the product and saying, yeah, it'll do the job. It's, again, how it makes the customer feel. What about you? We're talking about building your brand. How does the customer feel doing business with you? In other words, do they feel better about themselves because they're working with a sales representative who is knowledgeable, competent, and helps them to see things that they otherwise wouldn't see? And then you become a resource. You offer solutions that they would otherwise be unaware of. So how do you build your brand? Talk about things that other reps aren't talking about. Don't talk about products directly. Anybody can do that. Instead, talk about opportunities they're missing, your customers are missing, and things they might not see. What are the things that keep your customers awake at night? I know this is kind of a cliched question, but it's so important. Now, it might not really keep them awake. Some of your customers might be great sleepers. I hope they are, because when I go to a healthcare professional, I hope they had a good night's sleep. I really do. Not too much to drink the night before if they're taking care of me. They slept well and they're feeling great that morning. There's no urgent needs outside of taking care of me at that moment. But what are the things that are on your customers' minds that you can solve for them? Because if you can solve these problems, these things that are quote unquote keeping them awake, I got news for you. You're going to be a success. Reality. If people aren't buying from you, it's because of how they see your brand. In other words, it's not resonating with them. It's not making them feel great. It doesn't give them that zone of confidence that they want to be in when they're providing patient care or whatever they do in a medical environment. You see, if you can show customers that you can solve their most urgent problems, they'll find the money. When they say it's not in the budget, what they mean is, it's not important enough to put it in the budget. But the reality is, especially in healthcare, when it solves an urgent problem, they will find the funds somewhere. They'll steal it from some other budgetary item because something that needs to be solved, a problem that is painful or potentially painful or can harm a patient, whatever it is, if they are convinced that you have the solution, they will find the money. And it also has to go to how they feel about you. If they trust you when you are delivering this information, when you are educating them, when you are helping them to see things they don't see, this is your brand. It's how they feel when you're talking to them. The trust, the feeling that they have, the desire to move forward or not move forward. You see, when they say it's not in the budget, what they mean is the problem you solve just isn't that important to them. It's not important enough for them to spend the money. If you're a commodity, they just want to talk price. That's a really flashing sign that says commodity. When you're trying to talk about solving problems or show them a product and they just want to talk price. Well, what is yours? Are you less expensive than the one I'm using? The moment you hear that, you have a weak brand. Because they've commoditized you, they've commoditized your brand, and they don't see the value. You see, strong brands are not commoditized. They can't be. And especially when these brands are delivered or represented by a sales representative who helps to overcome that commodity label. It's when the sales rep creates a strong brand, represents the product with a strong brand, represents the company with a strong brand, but more importantly, the representative himself or herself is a strong brand. You see, budgets that get cut, they're commodities. They're just not that important. They could do something else. They could manage it somewhere else. That's what they will do. But if you can create a feeling about your brand, about you, that reinforces the goals that your customers have for their practice, for treating a patient, for their institution, whatever it is, such that when they decide to do business with you, they feel good about themselves, they feel good about what they're doing for the patient, then you have created a strong brand. And that's what you want to do. So here's the question. Create a brand. How do you do that? Here's one thing I've always recommended. Create a movement or support a cause. I always recommend being a patient advocate, making HCPs and others stay focused on what's best for the patient. Be on a mission to improve patient care, not just sell a product. Anybody can do that. And let me tell you something. When you're sitting in front of a healthcare professional, they know which one you are. They know if you're just there to sell a product or if you're on a mission to make a difference. Because if you're on a mission to make a difference, it's palpable. Be on a mission to improve patient care, not just sell a product. Solve problems and add value. You see, when you solve an urgent problem, price is irrelevant. You don't believe me? Let me give you an example. Let's say that it's Saturday. You have big plans for the weekend, and you wake up in the morning, and holy Moses, you have one hell of a toothache. And you look, and your gum is swollen, and all you know is that you are in a lot of pain. You've got an abscessed tooth. So here's the situation. It's Saturday, you have a toothache, you got plans, and you want this toothache to be gone. Now, naturally, you're going to think, I'm going to call the dentist. Well, let's say you call the dentist's office, and the dentist's office says, or the answering service says, well, the doctor will come in for you, but it's Saturday, you have a toothache, and you're going to have to pay a double fee on Saturday. What are you going to do? Are you going to wait until Monday and be in agony all weekend long, not pay the money, worry about it, miss out on your weekend, or are you going to pony up the money and get the problem fixed? You see, when the risk or the downside of not fixing the problem is significant, and the upside of fixing it is warranted, then you're in a situation where price becomes irrelevant. It's all how you position it, how you explain yourself. But a big part of this is your brand. You see, your brand is to be a resource. That's one of the most important things of your brand in medical device, life science sales, pharmaceutical sales. You want your customers to call you first, even when they know you don't sell a product or service they're looking for. Now you're thinking, why would you want them to do that? If I sell, let's say, pacemakers, why would I want them to call me if they're looking for a wheelchair? It's not what you do. Here's why. That's a great place to be, because when you get them into the habit of calling you first, you get first shot at the sale and make the sale before your competitors even know the customer is shopping. Now, you can't really control your brand, because you can't control how people feel about you or what they say about you. All you can control is your actions and behaviors. But if you do the right things, they will see you as a strong brand, as a brand they want to buy from and work with. That's a great place to be. Remember, it's not what you say about you or what your company says about itself. It's what your customers say about you and your company. That's your brand. Creating your brand, to a large extent, is going to be based on how you sell, how you position your products to the customer, the questions you ask, how you overcome objections, how you ask for the business, how you follow up. That's what I teach in Medical Sales Academy. Now, if you've never taken a look at Medical Sales Academy, or if you have, and you're not getting the results in the territory that you want to get, or you're ready to take it to the next level, check out Medical Sales Academy. Why wouldn't you get help when it's available? And when I'm talking about help, I'm not just talking about training. I'm talking about training that is specific for medical sales, but also ongoing support. Support during the training, support when you take it out to the territory. This is what's important to me to help you to be the best that you can be so you can make a dent in this industry. That's what it's all about, which ultimately will help you to build a stronger brand. I want to thank you for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. And don't forget that as you move through your medical sales career, whatever you do, nothing is more important than who? The patient. That's why this industry exists. Not to make money for doctors and medical reps, although it's a nice byproduct, I'll admit. Ultimately, it's to get patients well and keep them well. That's why you do what you do. The patient always comes first. Thank you for being here. I will see you again next time. Until then, get out there and make a difference. This is Mace Haroff. Bye for now.